would mean, you know, it could mean smoked ham or smoked another kind of meat, I guess, if you smoke it.
But, okay, but what I'm asking is, the smoked meat, is that the same thing as bacon? If you just said it, or would you not say it? Like, would you say, let's go buy some smoked meat for breakfast?
Well, I guess that would mean bacon. Yeah. I guess they would know that would mean bacon, but I wouldn't say, let's go buy some smoked meat.
Because that's not specific.
Right.
Okay, good. Some people, what I was getting at is that some people, smoked meat only means bacon and nothing else. Okay, what's the outside part of the bacon called?
Fat?
Yeah. Would you ever call it a rind? Or the skin?
Skin, maybe. Have you ever had the skin of a hog or something put in the oven? And
isn't that what crackling is when they cut it up?
Yeah, but you don't call it crackling when it's not cracked up. It's just a big piece of it. What do you call it? Just skin. We call it just skin. It's real good, too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not real greasy?
Well, it's some parts of it's greased and some parts of it stays dry. Like, I guess it's according to how it's laying in the pan.
I guess. Okay. What do you call the man who sells meat?
You mean at the store?
Mm-hmm.
Butcher?
Mm-hmm. If you kept meat too long outside the refrigerator, you'd say the meat's done well.
Spoiled.
Uh-huh. Alright. Okay, we're talking about hogs some more. Have you ever had a dish, or maybe grandmother's done this, she's taken the hog liver and just ground it up?
No, I've never seen her do it.
Okay, has she ever made anything out of hog blood?
Probably have. I don't know. Hog blood. No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. How about something from the juice out of souse or something? Just some juice. And mix it up with cornmeal? You ever done that?
Mm-mm, no.
You ever heard of scrapple?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Supposing you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good anymore, what you'd say the butter did what?
Spoil.
All right, but how would you describe its condition?
It melted. It's
something. All right, would you ever say it's rancid?
No.
Okay. What do you call thick sour milk?
Buttermilk.
Yeah, it's sort of like buttermilk, but it's different.
Spoiled milk.
No, people drink it. If they keep it out in the country.
I probably wouldn't know then.
Clabber?
No.
Curdled milk?
Mm-mm.
Alright, do you know what kind of cheese is made from it?
No.
Is that little white cheese people eat when they're on diets? It's wet, kind of. You put it in the middle of some lettuce or something.
You mean cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of cottage cheese.
Yeah, well, cottage cheese made out of clabber. Okay, what do you do with milk, the very first thing after milking, to get all the impurities out of it?
Homogenize it.
Okay, but before that, it's poured through a thing with little tiny holes in it?
I don't know.
You do that with baby food or spaghetti or anything that you want to.
You boil it?
You pour it through some with little holes in it.
Oh, you mean you, it's not sieved, it's,
yeah, but it's like that.
It's like sieved, but it's, drained.
Close, yeah. It rhymes with it.
Strain.
Okay.
Yeah, strain it.